Native white-clawed British crayfish are in trouble. Weakened by a parasite, this endangered species is being driven out of waterways by the North American signal crayfish. Planet Earth podcast presenter Richard Hollingham headed to Yorkshire to meet Alison Dunn and Neil Hadaway from the University of Leeds and, first, Martin Christmas from the Environment Agency. As they stood beside a stream, or, given that it's Yorkshire, a beck, Richard asked Martin what damage the American imposter has been doing.
Signal crayfish, because they're bigger, they're more aggressive, they tend to outcompete for the same habitats, so white claw crayfish get pushed out. Signal crayfish also bring with them the crayfish plague, which they can carry but aren't so susceptible to, but native crayfish really do suffer from plague outbreaks that can wipe them out. So those are two of the conservation issues we've got. Also, from the Environment Agency's perspective, signal crayfish are really good diggers, particularly in soft banks, and they can cause expensive problems in terms of undermining banks, bank collapses. Maintaining flood banks is something that we invest a lot of money in every year.
There are two things going on here, Alison. The fact that these signal crayfish are causing damage, but also they're carrying this disease which affects the native crayfish.
There are two different diseases that are important for who wins that competitive interaction. There's the plague that Martin referred to, which the signal crayfish have brought to this country, and it kills the white-clawed. The other thing that's fascinating that we're looking at is a parasite called porcelain disease that changes how the native crayfish is able to feed. It affects its behaviour and its ability to catch its prey, and, as a knock-on effect, its ability to compete with the invader.
It sounds a bit like the native red squirrel and the grey squirrel, the American invader.
It is. It's a very similar situation. The plague is analogous to the squirrel pox virus. But the effect that we're looking at, the parasite we're looking at, porcelain disease, is actually a native parasite. And it only seems to affect the behaviour of the native crayfish. It makes it more sluggish, less able to catch its prey, which Neil will tell us about.
So what did your research involve? What were you looking at?
This particular research that we did was some lab-based studies looking at the amount of food that the crayfish were eating. In particular, we were interested in comparing the amount of food that the invasive crayfish ate, the amount of food the native crayfish ate, and looking at the effect of the disease on the native. And what we found was that the invasive crayfish ate about 83% more food. But not only that, it showed very little choice in what it was eating. The native crayfish with a disease ate, on average, 30% less, and it also ate slower, so it was changing the way that it was eating. But not only this, it was also changing its choice of prey. So instead of going for fast-moving prey, the diseased crayfish were preferring animals that walked along the bottom, as they were easy to catch.
So really, the native crayfish was losing out food-wise on all counts?
Definitely. The native crayfish can't really compete when it comes to eating food with the invasive, and the disease really did knock it for six.
So how do you use research like this, Alison?
Well, understanding the processes going on in an ecosystem and understanding how important disease can be in modifying interactions, whether it's between an animal and its prey or between an animal and another one with which it competes, are important to understanding how ecosystems are made up. And biological invasions are enormously important economically and in terms of biodiversity across the whole globe. In terms of losing our diversity of animals and plants, they're second only after habitat destruction as being a cause of loss of species across the globe. So by understanding in this small beck how disease modifies the interaction between the native and the invasive, we could develop our understanding at a much broader level of invasive species and the importance of disease.
So coming back to the white-clawed British crayfish, does that mean you can save it?
The white-clawed crayfish will continue to decline, both as a result of interactions with the signal and with the disease. But I think the Environment Agency have strategies to try and slow the spread of the signal crayfish and to develop isolated populations where we can conserve our native species.
So all is not lost?
No, all is not lost.
Alison Dunn from the University of Leeds talking with Richard Hollingham. Richard was also speaking to Neil Hadaway and Martin Christmas. You can hear more in the latest Planet Earth podcast, which you can find on our website and at Planet Earth Online.